We'll begin with examples 23A and 23B, which you'll find on page 29. As you listen, keep in mind the explanation of upbeat grouping found on page 28. Let's start by taking the first three-note figure of example 23A. We'll begin by doing it without upbeat grouping, first by counting to set the tempo, and then sounding the correct note values using the neutral syllable ta. As you listen, notice that the weak third beat does not connect with the successive strong first beat. One, two, three, one, two, three. Ta, ta, ta. Now with upbeat grouping, so that the weak third beat does connect with the successive strong beat. Ta, ta, ta. Listen carefully, then stop the recording and try it yourself several times. Do this as many times as necessary to be confident that you can carry it out. Now, experience has shown me that most students think they're grouping when, in fact, they're not doing it enough to be heard by someone else. So for now, I urge you to exaggerate. In fact, at this stage in your development, you should intentionally overdo grouping. Now let's continue by doing the complete example 23A. Again, first without upbeat grouping. Ta, 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 ta. And now with upbeat smoothly connected to the strong beats. Ta, 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 ta. Vocalize it one way and then the other until you're certain you can feel the difference between the two. Then try grouping it on the guitar, continuing to vocalize as you play. Ta, 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 ta.